welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Well, it's the end of another school day, and as they do most every day, the club is walking home the same way they do most every day. CJ's house is first, then Goose, then Stacy, Marcia, and last of all is Ned's house down by the river.
Well, I, for one, am really excited. I have studied, and I'm ready. This could be the best report card ever.
I'm okay, except for math. What's with rounding off numbers? How can you just change a number? You can't just change numbers or call them something else. 3.75 is 3.75. How do you just decide that it would be better to call it 4? That's not math.
Look, someone has painted mean words on the general store again.
Like we don't know who did it.
Everybody knows Hugh and his buddies did it. It's catching him in the act that's the hard part.
That's always the problem. Like today before lunch, who gets caught? Hugh? No. Ned gets all the blame.
What exactly did happen?
Hugh smacked me in the back of the head, so I reciprocated.
Ned, I thought you smacked him in the back of his head.
Thank you, Goose. I was searching for more words.
What makes Hugh so ornery?
I think it's his mean dad.
Who knows? Who cares? One of these days, though, he's gonna get it. Get it bad for all the time.
Hugh!
Get off him, Hugh!
That's all fair, girly.
Let me go!
Hey, not my ear. How rude!
Get off me, Hugh!
Have I mentioned how much I love?
Yeah, my bad eye. Now get off!
I guess maybe I have said that before, haven't I? Multi, have I said that before?
Yeah, I think you had. You bunch of thugs. You're gonna be in so much trouble. Let's go.
Ooh, you are scaring me to death here.
Stop it, Maisha. Really.
Get off him, Hugh McClaw.
Get that weasel off of me.
I can't get a hold of her.
Well, I've had my fun anyway. Thanks for the exercise, CJ.
One of these days, Hugh.
Yeah, yeah.
You look terrified.
I think I'm gonna have nightmares. I love that he has that bad eye. It's so pretty and blue.
and blue.
This is so humiliating.
CJ, he's bigger than you are.
It's not that. My eye. He doesn't pick on anyone else like he does me. It's my eye.
Goose, you were so brave.
Really?
You were great. He couldn't get anywhere near you.
I don't know what came over me. I guess I went into combat mode. Ned! Ned, are you all right?
Ah! I'm sorry. Those guys just make me so... Ah!
They make you feel angry, don't they?
Goose, were it not for you, I'm afraid no one would understand me.
I'm here for ya.
What if I wore a patch over my bad eye, so it wouldn't stand out?
I think that would be worse than pinning a sign to your back that says, kick me.
Yeah, well, this has gotta stop. Something's gotta change. See you guys tomorrow.
You see, that bright blue eye of his always has been the thing that seemed to cause nothing but trouble. And well, as far as CJ was concerned, it was just not fair.
God, I don't want to be disrespectful, but why do I have this? I didn't do anything to deserve it. It's embarrassing. It's cruel. I just want to be normal. I don't get it. Why?
This was certainly not the first time old CJ had suffered with his being different. But it was the worst. He was sullen all evening and had fitful dreams all night long.
Bye, Mom. Love you. Hey, Ned!
Hey, CJ.
Where's the girls?
Off picking flowers for Mrs. Shuffleby.
Oh, where?
Behind the old library. You want to go?
Yeah. Cut across the field?
Sure. So, any plans?
About what?
Hugh! I just thought you sounded pretty serious yesterday.
I am. I'm just not sure what to do.
Well, one day you'll grow a lot bigger than Hugh, and then you won't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah, maybe 5 years. And there's no chance I'm going to grow out of a half-blind eye that's bluer than a jaybird.
Well, can't argue with that. Hey, what's going on over there?
Right. Yesterday ended with Hugh, and this one is starting with him.
What? What's... Hey, his buddies are with him. They're painting on the back of the general store.
It's been them all along. Oh, man, this is great. We gotta get him caught before he's finished.
I can't keep up. You go around the front and get Mr. Crawford out the back.
I'm going in.
CJ snuck around to the front, and in less than 2 shakes, Mr. Crawford came shooting out the back door.
There you are, Hugh McClaw.
Scram, guys!
Run!
I didn't do anything. Let go!
Just you wait till I get your parents.
I mean it. I didn't do any of it. Hey.
Oh, so you were just standing there with a wet paintbrush in your hand.
Yeah, but I was... Uh-huh. I mean, I didn't... CJ?
You squeal!
Yes, I did.
You come with me, young man. You have an appointment with Officer Hunt. Your folks will not be happy when they get the bill for what... ever got into your heads to do such a thing.
Oh, man, I am in big trouble.
He knows you told on him. You're in big trouble.
I am in big trouble.
We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I love...
Closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. I love that Paws and Tails is fun for kids and parents. I kind of expect my kids learn from the episodes, but so do we.
I love that. Now, don't miss an episode of Paws and Tails right here on this amazing station.
Well, that was a tough morning for just about everyone. Hugh was afraid that any moment someone would come through the classroom doors to punish him for doing such a mean thing to Mr. Crawford. CJ and Ned were afraid of, well, of the same thing, because as soon as Hugh gets punished, Moulty will tell him it was CJ that got him all caught. And there was no doubt about how Hugh would take that kind of news. So there they were, out on the playground, when it started. And it was worse than Hugh could have imagined. It wasn't Mr. Crawford who came to get him, and it wasn't even Officer Hunt.
Hugh!
Dad?
Get over here. What is this I hear?
Dad, I didn't. We were just...
They told me it was you, and I wouldn't believe them. And here, it turns out, it's been you all along. And you, head home.
Dad, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
That couldn't have been worse.
How humiliating.
I think I'm gonna cry.
I gotta go turn myself in before my dad comes. Miss Harbor? Miss Harbor?
What do you think we should do?
Joining the circus sounds good.
We just have to stay together. At least we have a chance when we're together.
But you did the right thing. It's not fair.
I know. That's the worst part.
It's not that bad. We just...
Stick together!
Yeah, we stick together.
Thanks. We better get going. Come on, guys.
Ned, we'll be okay if we stick together, won't we?
Are you nuts? We're toast!
I know!
The club stayed together all that afternoon, and were together as they made their way to school the next morning.
Morning, Mr. Crawford.
Well, good morning there, kids. Hey, CJ, how's it going?
Okay, I guess.
Now listen, if those boys give you even a bit of trouble, you let me know.
I will, thanks.
Have a good day, kids.
We will.
Okay, Mr. Crawford.
Will. Bye.
We are toast.
Why? Why are we toast?
Even the grown-ups know we're in trouble. They know Hugh as well as we do.
Oh.
Morning, Cyclops.
Get over it, Hugh.
Good comeback, CJ.
Just leave us alone.
Very little chance of that, girly.
I'd say no chance of that at all.
You're just gonna get in trouble again.
I can handle it.
Oh, like yesterday when you were crying at the school?
What?
Ixnay the Ryan K.
When are you gonna learn? Everyone in the town thinks you're a thug. No one trusts you. No one likes you.
Goose, it's you first. You'll all get it. You won't know when, but I will get each and every one of you. You'll never turn us in again when we're through with you.
Have a nice day.
No one likes you. How rude. I like you. Moulty, do you like you?
Oh, I like you. I just don't like you.
I don't think much of you either, but Hugh likes me. You do like me, don't you, Hugh?
Like you did yesterday when you were crying at school?
I know. I just got so mad.
He's probably just trying to scare us, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. Just scare us and then just beat us all up.
Oh, I don't want to get beat up.
It's all right, Marcia. We're all in this together. CJ did the right thing. God knows what he's doing.
Well, an occasional letter from him would be very helpful.
What makes someone so mean?
Oh, what makes someone so unafraid of getting in trouble?
The only thing Hugh is afraid of is his dad.
Okay, let's make a plan. He won't try anything at school, so we're safe there. It's on the way to and from school that we need to be careful.
The day went by quickly, as it often seems to do when you don't want something to end. But before they knew it, school was over, and the time to be walking home was here.
I'm scared.
Yeah, join the club.
Well, standing here won't make it any easier. Let's go.
Ow, my foot! Watch it!
Sorry, my bad.
It's okay.
Goose, you're walking right on top of me!
Oh, sorry. Just a little...
Look, we're all a little scared. We need to stick together, but...
I need more personal space here!
Relax, everyone!
Well, they walked together, talking low and searching around for any sign of a tat, till they came up to where Goose needed to turn off and head out to her own house.
You're not gonna just let her go off by herself, are you?
I'll be fine.
Let's just wait here till she can see her house.
Oh, be careful, Goose.
I'm fine. I don't think Hugh and those thugs will do anything today, anyway. Most likely they will wait and make us suffer for a while.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
You know what just dawned on me?
What?
I live the farthest out of town, and I have to walk the last part alone.
Gotcha, you weasel.
Hey, guys! Help! I'm surrounded!
They've got Goose cornered! We're coming!
Get away from her, you coward!
I can't hold on. She's wiggling like a fish.
The little girly too much for you?
Leave her alone!
Ow! She bit me! The little rodent bit my hand!
You...
Oh. Come and get it, Cyclops! Hey, did you see that? Right in his good eye!
You...
Good one, Stace. You got him good.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not saying that I'm rooting for her or anything, but you gotta admit, she got you good.
No!
How rude!
Ha! Ned! I didn't think you had it in you. I may be slow, but my tail can knock a thug off a log.
As the club was trying to help each other and hold off the bullies, Mange and Multi, CJ was left alone for a minute, holding his hands over his good eye. Every second, he could feel it swelling up. And as it was swelling up, his eye was closing shut. He looked around with only his weak blue eye and saw his brave friends doing their best to protect him and each other. And then it started. It began down deep inside, and then he felt it in his eye. His weak eye.
Whoa, what's going on?
As CJ stood there looking around, he saw things differently than he had ever seen them before. It was all just as blurry as it had always been for that weak eye. But now he was seeing more. More than he had ever seen with his good eye.
Get away from her, you coward! Stacy, you are so brave. And you have such a pure heart. Goose, I just thought that you were silly, but you have gifts, wonderful gifts, that you don't even know about.
She won't stand still!
If you don't get hold of that weasel, I'm gonna give you a black eye.
Hugh. Hugh!
What's with CJ?
CJ, are you all right?
Look at your eye.
Now that is a shiner.
Can you see at all?
Yes, I can. Hugh, how could I not have seen it before?
Seen what? What are you doing?
It's like he's seeing right through you.
Look, CJ, you're giving me the creeps here.
Hugh, it's because you're afraid. All of it, all the meanness, all of it, it's because you're afraid.
What's he talking about?
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're afraid of not doing well in school. You're afraid of not having any friends. You're afraid of your dad, and you're afraid that you'll never amount to anything.
Well, shut up, CJ!
I'm so sorry, Hugh. It must be terrible to live like that.
I'm afraid of clowns.
So am I. Why is that?
I don't know. They just seem kind of...
What's wrong with you two?
How rude. You're always interrupting. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with you? You're the one who's afraid of everything.
Are you really afraid to never amount to anything?
I'll get you.
Oh, miss me.
He was just messing with you. Relax. Are you really afraid of mice?
He didn't say anything about mice.
I know. I just thought, what with everything else you're afraid of.
Ah!
I was just kidding.
So, Hugh, are you really afraid of the dark?
Wait till I get a hold of you. Ah!
I'm just kidding. But you can't catch me.
Hey, wait for me. I'm afraid to be left here alone.
Ah!
CJ?
What was that all about?
I don't know. For a minute there, I could kind of see stuff.
CJ, something special just happened here.
That is one of your gifts, Goose.
What?
I always thought you were just...
What?
You can tell when things mean something.
I'm not sure I get what you're saying.
Me neither. Let's go. I need to get some ice.
And talk to Papa Chuck.
Yes, Goose. Do you see what I mean about her?
Well, I just said...
Let's go. You guys did great.
We did do good, didn't we?
I was scared. Stacy, were you scared?
Yes, I was scared.
Hey, Stace, I'm helping out today, so I'll direct you, whenever you're ready.
Hey, everyone! Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you!
Yeah. Really good, Stace, but this time with a little more, pathos, please.
Oh, Ned. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts.
Yeah, it's a good start, Stace, but I need some more sparkle, please. Give me more sparkle.
I don't even know what that means. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting.
Well, let's think about your motivation on this. Wait, I'm directing this. Do not stop tape, Joelle. Do not stop that tape.
CJ got ice on his eye, and after some explanation to his folks, he did indeed head on over to Papa Chuck's Fix-It Shop. CJ's learned that when he's in need of some talking, one of the best places there is Papa Chuck's front porch.
I looked up, and I saw stuff. But sort of like I didn't see it, I just kind of knew it.
That is amazing.
It was sort of stuff that I already knew, but had never really seen before. Then it stopped. It's hard to explain.
I understand completely.
You do?
I believe I do. You have a gift, CJ. Knowing. Seeing what a person really is. Boils down to discernment, really.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what discern...
No idea.
It's a kind of wisdom to know what's inside someone, what they have.
Goose is amazing. She has gifts that she doesn't even know about.
Yes. Yes, she does. And now that you know that, it's up to you to encourage her, to discover them, to use them. To use them to please God. That's why he gave them to her. That's why he gave this gift to you.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It's a big responsibility.
How will I know what to do?
You pray for wisdom. The greater the gift, the greater the need to know how God wants you to use it. This is a big one, CJ. If you use it wrong...
Then what? What happens?
This gift of yours, you could help people, encourage them to grow, to be more like Jesus.
Whoa.
There are stories. Stories of an elk that lived here long before I was born. He had a gift much like yours. He used it badly. You could tell what folks had inside, what they could be. And he lied to them, got them to do what he wanted them to do. Oh, he got rich and powerful, but he caused pain and suffering for maybe thousands. You need to learn how to use this, CJ.
I will.
God has plans for you, son. I think I know what one of them might be.
What? What does God have planned for me?
You're not ready yet. I'll tell you someday, maybe soon. Just want to be sure first.
You can't do that.
One day. Just not today.
used to sit and wonder as I gazed up at the sky, if my life would have a purpose or if it would just go by. Though I still have many questions, I don't worry anymore, 'cause I've seen something that I've never seen before. God has a plan for me. Yes, I've begun to see. He'll bless others through the things I'll do if I follow where he. And I'll give him all I can, put my future in his hands, 'cause I know he has a plan for me. I can't wait till I discover what my gifts are from above. Will I know when someone's hurting? Will I teach about God's love? Either way, life will be different, knowing what I have in store, being used for the kingdom of the Lord. God has a plan for me. Yes, I've begun to see. He'll bless others through the things if I follow where he leads. So I'll put my hope in him, the one who set me free. And I'll give him all I can, put my future in his hands, 'cause I know he has a plan for me. So when the clouds roll in,
order a copy of today's program, The Gift, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Gift was written and directed by David Carl. The song, A Plan for Me, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hosman and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.